Dankenbring, Jason, Jason. Today is the 14th. This is 323-77. This is a 45-year-old gentleman who was seen on the 13th of, or on the 12th of this month, 2 days ago, with cough, congestion, cold. The patient's chest x-ray showed what looked like apical scarring and possible interstitial changes. Patient also had what looked like a cellulitis of the right lower extremity, which is most likely a stasis ulcer with recurrent infections. Subsequently was given Rocephin Decadron injections and put on Z-Pak and Medrol Dospak. Patient's wife was concerned about him because he was febrile to up to 102. Tuesday night, on Wednesday morning, a CT of the chest was ordered, so his wife took him to Kingwood Hospital for a CT scan, but instead they went through the emergency room. In the emergency room, the patient had a CT of the chest, which showed evidence of thyroid nodules and a pericardial cyst. His white count had was 18,000 compared to 20,000 in our office the day before. And subsequently, he's been sent here for further care. His Z-Pak was also changed to doxycycline, was continued on Medrol Dospak, and he's been sent here for further care, period. The paragraph, his wife took his oxygen level during the night because she was concerned about the fact that he was febrile, but that's a clear-cut indication that patient has sleep apnea. I had seen that on his echocardiogram earlier, or end of 2021, and I'd recommended a sleep study, but it fell to deaf ears, so that's something that needs to happen ASAP. Meanwhile, he's alert, he's awake, he's eating well, his blood pressure is stable, and he's doing quite well at this time, period. Patient's medication includes lisinopril, gabapentin, Flonase, allergy medication, and recently placed on doxycycline. Medical problems, hypertension, history, herniated disc, obesity, and what looks like stasis also, recurrent infection, right leg. And by the way, the Doppler study in the emergency room was negative for DVT. Surgery, no recent surgery, allergy, tramadol, social doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Immunization, no COVID immunization. Patient weighs 393 pounds, 98%, 97.8, 1683, 149 over 78, heart positive and positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen obese, neck shows longevity, skin shows no rash except for the redness, heat of the lower extremity on the right side. Pre-tibial area. Number one, pre-tibial area, pre-tibial slash right leg cellulitis. Number two, no DVT noted today either. Number three, he's definitely feeling better. Number four, recheck white count next week because he'd already come down from 20K to 18K. Number five, refer to vascular regarding this stasis ulcer, which has now become infected once with 102 temperature and possible early sepsis. This needs to be addressed and taken care of. So I'm going to send them to Cardiology Center at Northeast Houston Vein and Laser Center. Next number, at the same place, they're going to do an MRI of his heart to see about this 4-centimeter cyst around the pericardial area. On the echocardiogram, there's possible evidence of cyst, but this needs to be further looked at via MRI to see if it requires biopsy. Next number, we also looked at his thyroid because of the thyroid cyst that was noted on a CT scan. He had his thyroid on the left side has a few nodules, but they're all less than 0.5 centimeter. We'll watch this for now. No reason for referral for biopsy at this time, period. Next number, once again, sleep apnea is a must. He understands how important that is, that he saw his O2 sat fall during the night while his wife was checking it. Next number, continue with steroids. Next number, continue with doxycycline. Next number, no sign of DVT. Next number, he's going to Galveston for a vacation. I told him he needs to keep his activity down to a minimum, elevate the leg, Next number is call if any swelling, any further swelling develops, becomes short of breath, develops a cough, or any symptoms of DVT. Know that this was discussed. Next number, as it's very common, there is hypogonadism with a testosterone 99 in face of severe sleep apnea. This needs to be addressed. Next number is follow white count next month, next week. Next number, cardiology appointment made. Next number is vein appointment made. Next number is no new medication added. Next number is finding discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.